ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
秋広です。
Peter here, newbie lesson number 29。 夏子さん、
Yes,
today we get to hear from the Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm. The head of the hospital is trying to access the Prime Minister, right?
Yep.
What to do with this PSIA, was that?
Yep.
Person, Mr. Takayama.
Exactly. What to do with the former spy? Or, I mean, anyway, something's going on there. So, we have a call today with the Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm. I think we should also introduce Akihiro to our listeners.
Definitely. Akihiro-san.
はじめまして、Akihiro です。神奈川県鎌倉出身です。
鎌倉ですか。いいところですよね。
はい、あ、海が近くて、はい。
Really? 夏子さん、can we get a translation?
Translation from him.
All right, Akihiro-san, can we get a translation?
I'm Akihiro. I'm from 鎌倉. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. こちらこそよろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
All right. So, are you ready for today's lesson? Akihiro-san?
はい、頑張ります。
夏子さん?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go.
もしもし、東京病院の田中です。お忙しいところ申し訳ありません。
田中さん、久しぶりですね。どうしました？
高山さんのことですが、彼が起きました。
まさか、彼は大丈夫ですか？
大丈夫ですが、記憶喪失です。
記憶喪失ですか。じゃあこうしましょう。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
もしもし、東京病院の田中です。お忙しいところ申し訳ありません。
田中さん、久しぶりですね。どうしました？
高山さんのことですが、彼が起きました。
まさか、彼は大丈夫ですか？
大丈夫ですが、記憶喪失です。
記憶喪失ですか。じゃあ、こうしましょう。
次は英語が入ります。
もしもし、東京病院の田中です。お忙しいところ申し訳ありません。
Hello, this is Tanaka from Tokyo Hospital. I'm sorry to disturb you at such a busy time, but...
田中さん、久しぶりですね。どうしました？
Mr. Tanaka, it's been a while. What's going on?
高山さんのことですが、彼が起きました。
It's about Mr. Takayama. He woke up.
まさか、彼は大丈夫ですか？
That's impossible. Is he all right?
大丈夫ですが、記憶喪失です。
He's okay, but he has amnesia.
記憶喪失ですか。じゃあ、こうしましょう。
Amnesia? Okay, here's what we'll do.
夏子さん。
The Prime Minister did appear.
Oh, he did.
That was kind of surprising to me.
Well, I think the story goes, I have a little connection with the writer, that they're old friends, and he's more than just the head of the hospital. I think he's actually some kind of connection with the PSIA. So that's how he got through.
The story. The story goes on.
And it goes on. Akihiro-san, what did you think?
いや、すごいワクワクしますね。
ワクワク。夏子さん。お願いします。
Excited?
Excited. Exciting. How did you use that again, Akihiro-san? One more time?
ワクワク。
ワクワクします。
はい。
All right. Yes, and we have one more installment coming up next week. Because we kind of left off in an interesting place.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
What are we doing with this Takayama-san?
We'll see next week.
Well, let's take a look at the vocabs first.
Here we go.
忙しい。
Busy.
い
忙しい。
Akihiro-san, can we get a sample sentence?
今日は仕事で忙しい。
Today, I'm busy with work.
今日も仕事で忙しい。
Today, I'm also busy with work. And then we could say, 毎日仕事で。
毎日仕事で忙しい。
Every day, I'm busy with work. Now, interesting point about this sentence is the particle de marking 仕事。
Mm-hmm.
So, busy with that
yes.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, on we go. Next, Akihiro-san, お願いします。
大丈夫。
All right.
大丈夫。大丈夫。
Natsuko-san.
Yes.
Can we get a sample sentence?
怪我は大丈夫ですか?
Is that injury all right? And a new word here is 怪我。
Mm-hmm. Injury.
Injury. To get hurt.
Yes.
And it's actually a する verb.
怪我する、
mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting、
mm.
On we go Next
記憶喪失
Loss of memory
記憶喪失記憶喪失
Now, we looked at this one before、
mm-hmm.
And as we said, two words
Yes
Natsuko-san, what are those two words?
記憶
Memory
喪失
Lose So very straightforward Memory、mm-hmm. loss
Yes
Maybe we need a chu on there. 記憶喪失 chu because...
Chu?
like you're in the process of losing them, but they may come back.
but we won't use it that way.
okay, disregard that. On we go. Akihiro-san, お願いします。
はい。起きる。
To wake up.
起きる。起きる。
Now this is a dictionary form of this verb. In the conversation, it appears in...The polite past.
起きました。
Which is the polite past. Now, we're going to take a look at that grammar point a little bit later.
Okay.
you didn't sound too enthusiastic about that.
Mm.
Alrighty then. Let's take a look at the conversation. Now, we're only going to take a look at certain parts. As always, Natsuko will do the choosing. Natsuko-san, what do we want to take a look at first?
The first line.
Okay, what do we have?
もしもし、東京病院の田中です。
Hello, this is Tanaka from Tokyo Hospital. Okay, and the first part is just mushi mushi, the standard telephone greeting.
Yes.
Followed by?
Tokyo 病院
Tokyo Hospital?
No.
Tokyo Hospital's?
Tanaka.
So he's part of this hospital.
Yeah.
He represents them and he's part of it, part of that organization. So literally we have Tokyo Hospital's Tanaka. But we translate this as Tanaka from Tokyo Hospital.
This
is. So, Tokyo Hospital's Tanaka is. And in English, we say this is. On we go.
お忙しいところ。
Sorry to trouble you. Or, I know you're busy. I know you're busy, but... So, there's some pressing matter, and the person you're contacting, usually a person with a higher social status than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I ask Natsuko something, I always start with, お忙しいところ
no
because
way.
I know how valuable her time is and how important she is. Now, a little bit of a joke there, but when talking to someone who's very busy, and again, the social status is higher than yourself, so you want to start off with a very polite greeting.
Mm-hmm.
The base in there is,
忙しい
busy. Then, we're going to spice this up. We put the honorific prefix,
お
to make it more polite.
Mm-hmm.
Then finally we have
ところ
which can be place. And here it's a position in time.
Yes.
So this busy point in time, you are. And what comes after is kind of always inferred. It's like, I'm sorry to disturb you at this busy time of the day or this busy time for you. But, and then you're going to go on with something.
Because here, I think, you know, the prime minister kind of interrupts into his conversation to, you know, like start the topic.But I think usually you should finish this phrase like, お忙しいところ、申し訳ありません。Sorry to trouble you when you are busy.
So, I think that's perfect advice. Spot on what you said, Natsuko-san. Then the answer to this is?
田中さん、お久しぶりですね。どうしましたか?
Mr. Tanaka, it's been a long time. What's wrong? Let's take a look at that first part. First we have?
田中さん。
Mr. Tanaka.
お久しぶり。
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
ですね。
And again, お久しぶり alone can mean this. ですね gets attached to this fixed phrase. And here what it's doing is kind of increasing the politeness level.
Mm-hmm.
So we went over the variations, the hisabisa for good friends, prime ministers. お久しぶり for to increase the politeness level a little more. お久しぶりです.
Yes, that's pretty polite.
Very polite. And the ne is him kind of emphasizing the fact that it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have
どうしましたか?
What's wrong? Let's look at the first part. The first part is how, do. Then we have the past, the polite past of suru, which is
しました.
So literally, how did do it? How did it? And then we have ka, the question mark and particle. Now, this by itself doesn't really make much sense.
Right.
But it's a kind of a set phrase, meaning what happened?
Yes.
So what happened? Mr. Tanaka, it's been a while. What happened? So he only calls when there's a problem.
Seems so.
I can relate to the prime minister. So we want to get you familiar with this. Then we find out what's wrong.
Takayama-san no koto desu ga.
It's Mr. Takayama.
彼が起きました。
He woke up. It sounds so Hollywood.
Right.
The newbie lesson coming to a theater near you.
Okay. Yeah.
How do you say coming to a theater near you?
Oh, 近日公開.
So, shortly being broadcast.
Yes.
Oh boy, Awakening's 4. What do we have? Akira-san, this is where you use back on track. Let me hear you say it once. Back on track.
Back on track?
Thank you. Natsuko-san, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, so the first part is Takayama-san. Mr. Takayama, followed by?
No.
Possessive?
Koto.
Thing. When talking about someone, we can say?
The issue.
So it's not him, but it's something with him.
Mm-hmm.
Something about him.
Yes.
And the thing about him is he's woke up. So this is followed by?
彼が起きました。
He woke up. Literally, he woke up. Here it's the same. Now, but what we have is the polite past of 起きる.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the dictionary form is, Natsuko-san?
起きる.
Now, 起きる is a class 2 verb. Most verbs that end in る.
Mm-hmm.
But what comes before る is an E or an A, like 見る, M-I-R-U. So, る is preceded by I, or the E column. E, ki, and here it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Now for these, Natsuko-san, how do we get the stem?
Just drop the lu.
That's it. So we wind up with, in this case,
oki.
Now, the past polite, we can attach the following to make the past polite every time for class 2 verbs.
Mashita.
So we take the stem, oki, we attach.
Mashita.
And there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Polite past. Now, finally today, we just want to take a look at the last line. We have
記憶喪失か? ではこうしましょう。
Memory loss. Let's do this. Now, that last, let's do this. Natsuko-san, what do we have?
では。
Then?
こうしましょう。
Now, こう is this, mm-hmm. or like this.
Yes.
So, こう, like this, followed by?
しましょう。
Which is the volitional of する。
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to have to check the PDF to get this conjugation because we are out of time. But we have one more lesson in this series.
One more?
One more.
One more and finished?
I believe so, because next up is Naomi Sensei's newbie course. So, yeah, a little more serious, I believe. No movies there.
Really?
No plots to movies.
Okay.
All right. Waku waku.
Hmm.
Waka waka next week. All right, that's going to do for today.
じゃあまた今度。
お疲れ様。
もしもし、東京病院の田中です。お忙しいところ申し訳ありません。
田中さん、久しぶりですね。どうしました?
高山さんのことですが、彼が起きました。
まさか、彼は大丈夫ですか?
大丈夫ですが、記憶喪失です。
記憶喪失ですか。じゃあ、こうしましょう。